Log Talk Radio.
I am so, so sorry. Oh, my God. You're never going to believe what happened to me. Since I don't lie, I'm going to tell you the truth. I fell asleep and nobody woke me up. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, folks. I am so sorry. Let me get Alex on the phone for you guys, and we're going to start this. We've got people holding already. I am so sorry. Bear with me. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. Enter a ballot number. I thought I did. Oh, God. Folks, I am so sorry. Oh, my God. You're all holding. I apologize. Give me one moment here. I'm trying to call her. I dialed the wrong number because I'm trying to rush through this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I am so sorry, my friends. Please be patient. Please be patient. Let's get
your
the girl
call has
on the
been
phone.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message
oh,
system.
Oh my goodness.
7708203302 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang
oh,
up
my
or
God.
Press 1 for more options.
Hang on 1 second. Alex. Alex. Hello. Sorry, I'm having Alex call in now. I'm trying to reach her. She's probably trying to reach me. I am so sorry, everybody. Please, thank you for holding. I don't even know what to say. Alex is going to kill me, but I am so sorry to everybody out there. And you guys holding, please be patient. Alex will be with us in 1 second. Tonight with us, we have Alex Angel. She is fantastic. We've had her on last week. And believe it or not, we have had a few psychics on, and Alex is one of the best psychics that we've had on the show, and I believe she's calling now. Let's get her here. Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Alex. Please don't hate me. I fell asleep, and no one woke me up. I am so sorry. Oh, my goodness. The phone is ringing off the hook. Everybody's holding, waiting for you. So let me get started. I apologize to everybody. My goodness, I am so sorry. With us tonight is Alex Angel. We have had many psychics on the show before, but none like Alex. Alex is amazing. She's a psychic. She's a medium. She's a spiritual healer. She is the Earth Angel. Earth Angel, Earth Angel. Anyway, Alex, I love you, and please forgive me. How about, how are you today, darling?
I'm good, and you're forgiven, and I love you, too.
I am so sorry, honey. I just jumped up. I said, oh, my God. They're all saying, what's the matter? I said, why did you let me sleep? Oh, my God, you were tired. I said, I know, but I got a show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. But you're good, girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. I'm all good and ready to go.
Excellent. Well, without further ado, since we've kept the show waiting, I am so sorry. Let's take our first caller. Let's see. This is area code 8459. Oh, I'm not going to almost said the phone number. Area code 845. I'm going to pick you up. Here we go. All right. Hold on. Let's see who we have calling in. Hold on. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name? And you're on with Alex Angel. And what's your question?
My name is Maria. Yeah, I'm talking from New York.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, there we go. Can you message from my husband?
What?
Message from my husband at the other side.
I didn't understand that.
Do you have a message from her husband?
Right, my husband passed away.
He feels like you need to get your head in order. It kind of feels like you've been all over the place lately. I kind of feel like he wants you to do more with your life than you have been doing. And he's saying something like, for God's sakes, move on, woman. Do you know what he means by that?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's almost like you've been stuck in the same position for a long time, and he wants you to finally move on.
I'll move on, yeah. Yeah, right. You can see my daughter going to find a boyfriend soon.
She's close. Feel like she met somebody. She knows somebody, but she's vetting him out. I feel like they're just friends right now.
Oh, she's not enough friends.
Thank you so much, Maria. Take care, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, God, I'm sorry that was so short, but we've got so many people calling, and I feel so bad that everybody's been waiting. So here we go. This is a 914 area code. Let's see what we got calling in. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name? You're on with Alex Angel. What's your question?
Thank you so much. My name is Catherine. Thank you for taking my call. I'm from New York, and I was wondering if you see me working with Evan and Carl. They're a team I would like to work with. Do you see any contracts?
Not yet. They're saying it feels like something stalled out where you guys like started something and it kind of stalled out. But I do kind of feel like it stalled out on purpose. It almost even feels like either the contract is not right, the timing is not right, they're not right. Like there's something about this particular situation that feels undone. But I do kind of get maybe towards the end of September, you guys will pick up the pace.
Huh. And do you think I should contact them or wait and see if they contact me?
To contact them, you would not get in contact with them. It feels like you should, I don't like the term wait, but I would say, you know, maybe focus on other things or kind of shift your attention to other things. I also kind of feel like they're going to be the ones to reach out to you. You're not going to have to reach out to them.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is a 973 area code. Let's see who we have on the phone here. Let's see. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Lori.
Hi,
Alex.
Hey, Lori.
How are you? The reason why I'm calling is like over the past 4 or 5 years, I have lost my brother and I have lost my mom. And I often hear people say that they receive signs from their loved ones to let them know that they're okay. And I have never experienced any of this. So my question is, am I just not seeing these signs, or does my brother or my mother have a message for me?
Can you turn off?
For some reason, there's something.
Alex, I'm sorry. Alex, can you turn off? Lori, I need you to turn down what you're listening to or turn it off because we're getting feedback to whatever you're listening to.
Okay, is that better? Is that better?
Yes, thank you. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had the volume too loud.
Okay, what I was basically saying was there is something in you that's preventing you from hearing them. I feel like there's a channel that's crossed. I'm also kind of getting that literally you think you're going to hear them, right? Like, I think you're going to get some clear-cut sign.
Kind of sign, you know. Like, I often hear people say, you know, I saw a sign today, and that let me know that my mother was with me. And I never experienced anything like that, and I don't know if there's something I'm just not paying attention to, or maybe my mom is just doesn't have a message for me.
Well, that's what I was leading to. I kind of feel like you're looking to hear something in one particular language and or frequency, but they've been there around you trying to get messages to you. This feels like your brother is coming in, and I kind of feel, did you guys kind of poke fun at each other maybe, even in your adult life? Because he's poking fun at you.
Oh, okay. that's not something we normally did, no.
Okay, not as an adult? Call each other
no.
names, hey, big head, or nothing like okay.
No, as an adult,
in,
it was a pain
like,
in the butt.
But you guys gave each other those pet names, right? Like, you know, when you saw each other. He's poking fun at you. He's like, yeah, I'm here. Of course you can't see me. It's almost like he's being really sarcastic.
Yeah.
He just wants you to know that he loves you and he misses you very much. Your mom,
okay.
I feel like she's having the time of her life on the other side because I have to make an appointment to get in contact with her. She's just living her best eternal life. But she's also coming in to tell you that she loves you and she misses you as well. She's
well,
also telling
I want to know that she's living the best eternal life, and I know she's happy.
Yeah, and they're both saying that we'll come and see you soon.
Oh, I hope not soon.
Like,
if you mean me, I'm going to be seeing them soon. I hope not too soon.
Well, as in they would come and visit you, whether it would be in your
dream. Okay. I took it a different way. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, it's just like they'll kind of come around and they'll try to make their presence known. I do kind of feel like your brother is kind of a misfit, as in it will be the days in which you're clumsy, where you're knocking things over, when you can't hold on to things, things just keep falling out of your hand. I feel like that's your brother's energy.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, listen, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for calling in, Lori. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, next caller is a 210 area code. Here we go, 210. Well, this is you. Let's see who we got. Come on, pick up. Come on. It's not... Oh, hey, welcome
Hello?
To Applause Radio Show. Yes, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name? You're on with Alex Angel. What's your question?
Hi, guys. My name is Shanice. I'm from Texas. How are y'all tonight?
Hi.
Good. How are you? Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for doing this, both of you. I actually called it last week, so really excited. But kind of going on, I guess, the same thing that everybody else is call we did so far about. So last night I was actually, I guess I was, let's call it meditating because I feel like I wasn't really meditating, but it was my version, right? And it, like, I started thinking about a friend of mine that passed a couple of years ago, and you know, like how they say your ancestors are within you because, you know, you're born from them, you could communicate to them whenever. I felt like I wouldn't be able to communicate with him because we're not blood, right? But I did feel like a really crazy chill sensation, like if I'm talking to my grandmother or not, or something, right? So I want to know if that was actually Dirk or not.
That was more of your spirit guides and angels saying that we're all around you. The feeling of the warmth in your heart was him.
Okay. That's what I thought.
I kind of feel like there are several times a day when your heart will just get warm out of nowhere. That would be him.
Oh, Dirk. Oh.
Have you ever noticed that?
All the time.
I'm going to cry. Yeah. I love him so much.
Yeah, that's him. Because I kind of feel like it happens out of the blue. And they're saying that the way that you feel and the random way that you think about him is kind of like in alignment. So it's almost like just the way that you think about him is the way that he appears to you.
Okay. I mean, that was our real life connection, so that makes sense. All right. I do have another question.
Cool.
I'm trying to stop crying.
You wouldn't be the first one.
Right.
Yeah, you wouldn't be the first one.
Right.
Had
right.
we not been on the radio, I would say to you, girl, go ahead and let that out. But since we're on the radio, I'm like, okay, get the other one.
Yeah, no, I get it too. Okay, and so my next question is, like, so I just said, you probably don't remember. So I'm currently going through a divorce, and I have a general plan, right? Like, I have two steps, move out and move to a different state, right? But I don't know how to get there, and I don't know if I'm actually supposed to do that. Like, is that my intuition pushing me there, or is that my stubbornness pushing me there?
That's your stubbornness, like 100%, because intuition is not that organized. Intuition is like balls to the walls. Like, you'll come home, kick your shoes off, intuition, and be like, all right, girl, pack up your stuff and let's go. Okay. I feel like you are listening to your intuition. However, I think your conscious mind is coming in to intercept some of those messages. I feel like you are the type of person who needs a plan, right? And that's fine.
Yeah.
The universe does not, right? Right. The universe does not. So before anything, they're just saying to me, are you sure you're ready to be divorced? Are you sure you're ready to feel that? Because I feel like you're missing a step or jumping the gun. Does that make sense?
But, I mean, logically it makes sense.
Okay.
That's about it.
Yeah. Because it kind of feels like you have not dealt, you are not wanting to, or are dealing with the emotional, quote unquote, avalanche that's beautifully heading your way related to this divorce. You think you're just going to sign the papers and it's like, all right, I'm done. I'm going to start my new life. I know what I want to do. But your heart is like, baby, you forgetting something, aren't you? We need to mourn this. So beware of that, because you have a sweet emotional breakdown coming your way. And the reason why I'm calling it sweet is because it's incredibly cleansing. So don't deny it, which I feel you have been.
Mm.
Oh, I hate you and I love you all at the same time.
Isn't that true? Oh. I hate and love her at the same time, too.
Oh,
okay. Well, thank you
all
so
right,
much
well,
for
I
calling
thank you.
In.
Yes,
take
thank
care.
You both. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All right, next caller is a 609 area code. Here we go. Let's see who we got on the phone here. Let's see. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your question and what's your name? Hello? 609? Hello, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Hello. All right, we're going to let them go. Here we go. We're going to take a 646. Let's take this other 609. Let's see who we got on this 609. Hi. Hold on. Here we go. 1 minute. Hi. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. We're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question?
Craig Archer.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Craig Archer.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
I'm calling as ask to see how my dad's doing.
He loves you. That was the first message that came out, and he misses you. He says he's having fun. He wishes you were here, which is weird.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're
Craig.
Welcome.
Take
thank
care.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. next caller is a 862 area code. 862 area code. Let's see who we've got. 862 area code. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. 862 into the phone. Hi, Applause Radio Show. Welcome. And what's your name? And welcome. I'm a mess. Welcome to Applause Radio
okay.
Show. What's your name? You're on with Alex Angel. And what's your question? Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Oh, hi. My name is Sherry.
Oh, it's Sherry.
Sorry,
hi,
Sherry. Call the show again this week, but I enjoyed you so much last week. I just had to do it again. I'm not going to stay on long because I know everything is busy, but I would like to know if my friend, little Mr. Anthony Castellucci, has anything to say to me from the other side.
Take care of yourself better. They don't like who you've been talking to. They don't like one of your friends. It feels like a female friend. This
mm-hmm.
person feels like they're toxic energy. And they're very concerned about who you spend your time with. They just don't like the people you're hanging around, I kind of get. And I do kind of feel like for you, there is a level of lax, you know, kind of like, well, it's something to do, right? But I feel like this person is telling you to protect your energy. Okay?
Okay. And one question about Tony. When Tony was passing away, I saw him 2 days before he died. It was basically to say goodbye to him. And he was very in and out. We didn't really know what he understood, what he didn't understand. But I know that he knew it was me, sign we always had with each other. And if there's any way I can send him a message, I want him to know I knew he couldn't speak. He had a stroke. But I knew he knew that it was definitely me he was speaking to, and we were saying our goodbyes.
Okay, so are you wanting confirmation on that?
If I could get it.
You guys still keep saying. It kind of feels like you haven't stopped.
Okay, yeah, that's probably true. We spoke all the time, and I still think of him every day. Sometimes I still think, I got to call Tony today.
Mm-hmm. He's there. He says, I know everything she wants to tell me. Because it kind of feels like, I guess, when you guys did speak, it was almost like, oh, my God, let me tell you what I did today. Let me tell you what I ran into. So it was almost like you reviewed your days to each other, and he's basically acknowledging that that still happens, or he's still paying attention to you enough to see what you're doing and, you know, what you're doing with your days, what you would normally be calling him about. They, you know, he's still, they're acknowledging that they're still in alignment with that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And as long as I know he's still with me and watching over me, then I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Good.
He's just saying choose your friends carefully. Choose your friends carefully and who you keep your company with.
Okay. Well, that's little Tony looking out for me. Well, I thank you, Alex. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
And get ready for your next caller.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh,
we lost her. Uh-oh, I'm sorry. I hung up too quick. This is another 862 area code. They've been holding for 25 minutes. I got to grab this call. Let's see who we got here. I'm so sorry, guys. Whoever this is on this other 862 number. Hang on. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question for Alex?
Is it my 862?
Yes, this is you.
Okay. Hi, my name's Renee.
Hi, Renee.
I've been listening
Renee.
To the whole show. And it was so funny because I had a question I wanted to ask you, but now I'm thinking about another question because of what everybody's been talking about. But I'm going to ask my original question. What is my life going to be like relationship-wise?
Your relationships are an extension of your personality. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense?
I don't know what you mean.
As in, you tend to be very jovial. I kind of get that you do need your quiet time every now and then, right? Your alone time to kind of figure things out and get in your head. And you have a zest for life. And I feel like you have a genuine love for people. Everything I just described is what your relationship will be like.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And does that answer your question?
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's
another way of saying almost like you're going to attract somebody who not necessarily is just like you, but they are a master at bringing out the authentic you. I feel like that has been a big challenge in your relationships.
Okay. Do I already know this person or I don't know him yet?
No, you don't know them. Sorry. That was
that
a bit of a monkey wrench because I kind of get that. You may have somebody who takes a long stretch, like you may be with them for 40 years, right? And then nature will take its course and then you'll meet somebody else.
Hmm.
Okay, I got you. That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of feel like the universe supports you a lot. Like, it's almost like the universe rarely ever leaves you alone. And that just kind of means that we kind of make sure that somebody's always there for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
We keep people around you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I just got chills. Very true.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Very true.
So you don't ever have to worry about being alone, maybe like the average person, whatever that means. Not only that, but you don't even have to worry about finding the right person. I don't know what it is about you and your energy or who you are, but the universe is at your beckoning call.
It really is, but you know what? Just thank you for clearing that up for me, because you know what? If somebody is always around me, like if I'm alone and I shouldn't be alone, it's like the universe brings somebody there. And they just start talking to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like I'm always protected.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that saying that some of us are still receiving the blessings that our grandmothers prayed for us?
Yes.
That's your energy. You have somebody. It feels like a high guardian angel. And this person, she feels very maternal. And one of her promises to you as her quote-unquote child, her cosmic child, is that you would never be alone. And she keeps that promise.
Hmm.
Sounds like grandma.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about my son?
What about your son? What's the question?
Does he have anything to say to me?
And he's passed on.
Yeah.
oh, I don't know if I can say this. And he was like, what did she want to know? Of course I'm here. You think I wasn't going to show up? What do you think? I wasn't going to show up. Like, he's another person to an extent where it's like, if you need me, I'm going to be there. And I kind of feel like, to an extent, you know he's there. You know he's still around you. You know he's still supporting you. He's saying something about your eating habits. I don't know what that is. He's saying something about, you know, watch what you put in your mouth. And he's – go ahead.
Okay. No, because I'm supposed to lose weight for my health.
Yeah, he just showed me his hand going towards her mouth. He's like, watch what she eats, you know. He's like, and I don't want to see you soon, as in, yeah, like, take care of yourself.
I know.
But he's like, tell her I love her, and she'll always be my girl. I love that.
Oh, I miss him so much.
Yeah, he is very protective over you.
You think?
Yeah, he's very protective over you. I mean, he would even argue with you.
Very
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
That was my heart.
But he's, yeah, and he's like, you know I love you. You know how I feel about you. You don't ever have to worry or guess about that. Or you guys had this incredible bond. Your grandmother's also watching over him too, but she says to me that she gives him, she lets him be free, right? Like, she doesn't hover, she doesn't mother, she keeps an eye on him, and I feel like that's important for you to know.
Mm. Okay.
She does watch over him as well. But he's not a troublemaker, so to speak, so there's not really anything to watch over.
No. He was a good kid.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. He's mm. even a more glorious spirit, by the way. You'd be so proud of him.
Oh. Well, he's got enough people up there to love him, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was waiting for you too, by the way, for you to speak through me or speak to me tonight. He was waiting for you.
Really?
He said, let her know that I was on standby, yeah. He was like, I wouldn't miss this opportunity to talk to her and just to allow her to hear my voice through you. He's telling me to tell you that you've meant the world to him and you will always mean the world to him. He's also validating the fact that you were a great mother, because I feel like you have challenges in that area where you felt like maybe you could have done better or you could have done more. He says, no, she was bar none. She was the perfect mom. She was the kind of mother I needed.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, goodness.
True.
Yeah.
Don't cry, Joanne.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Renee. And please listen
thank
in.
You.
Alex will be back next Wednesday in case you have any more questions.
Well, I'm sure my son wants me to come back.
Because I'll be here. Because I'll be right here.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Renee. Take care. We got to take another call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye. Oh, that was sweet. All right. Let's see who we got next for you, Alex. We got a 609 area code. Let's see who we got here. They've been holding a long time as well. All righty. Let's see who we got here. Let's see. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What is your question and what's your name?
Hi, ladies. It's Jen calling from New Jersey. How are you?
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I was just wondering, overall, if there's just any spiritual advice for me, whether just from you personally, reading me, or if anyone from beyond has any advice for me in my future.
Okay, respectfully, it's never me, but
okay.
I hear your question.
Okay.
Yeah, they're telling me to tell you to believe more. They're saying something about your head being in the clouds. They're saying, I don't know if this is you trying to control your life, Does that sound like your situation? Like, I kind of feel like for you, it's almost like you're always trying to be in control, have your stuff together, you know, mm-hmm. kind of like not be the weakest link.
Mm.
Does that sound like you?
Yes. I'm type A all the way.
Thin. Okay. Oh, thank you for that confirmation. They're saying, you know, as a part of what it is that you do, because we understand psychologically why you are how you are. We understand what that structure means to you. For you, it's a form of security, and we are okay with that. But we do want some time in there where you are actually, as you humans say, letting go and letting your hair down. I kind of feel like you don't laugh a lot or have fun or let your hair down is coming up again. This life was not meant to be a job or school, right? It's not just, you know, we do know humans learn lots of lessons, but that's not all what life is. You came here to enjoy each other, right, and witness each other's greatness in each other's past. So they're kind of saying to you, enjoy each other. Do you know what they mean by that?
They got disconnected. The call got disconnected. Ah, crap. I don't know why,
okay.
But it got disconnected.
It's recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can always come back and listen to the recording.
Yeah, she'll probably call back. All right. Well, Jennifer, you got disconnected if you're listening. So we're going to go with a 646 area code, folks. Here we go. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, Joe. Is it me now?
Yes. Who's calling?
Hi, JoJo. It's Poonam.
Hi, Poonam. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. Do you have a question for her?
Thank you. Yes, I do. Like the other caller before, I too want to know if there's any message or any signs out there, particularly around the work front.
You're not in the position you need to be in.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like you're a little lost. You don't necessarily know where you need to be. I don't know if this is you knowing that you could wind up in several different positions, which is why you're lost and or confused. But we want you to move. We want you to kind of take a leap. Angels are saying she always waits for the path to be clear. It's almost like you want the nod from the universe, like, okay, it's okay to jump. It's like, are you ready? Right? That's not how the universe operates. It's almost like we want you to jump, and we'll meet you at the bottom. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So it's almost like take a little bit more risks, trust the universe, and they're really wanting you to move. And I kind of feel like also, too, your mindset, they're saying to me you're stuck in a comfort zone, especially mentally. It feels like you are a very safe person. You're very safe. And I'm going to say this to you, and I say this respectfully, but one of my angels just showed me like a stick of dynamite or a hand grenade. And the reason why they're showing this to me, it's almost like you either have to break yourself out of this lull or this comfort zone, or we will. Now, that sounds like a threat, but it's not a negative threat. It just basically says you've been in this holding pattern way too long. And they're saying it's up to you. You can either exit or we're going to break you out of there. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Don't let the imagery of the explosive scare you. It's just their way of kind of punctuating a message and getting your attention more than anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. And actually, maybe what I needed to hear now, too, are there any doors opening up anytime soon, or do I just have to, like, go
there,
knock on a door?
There you go being safe again, by the way. Right? And the image that I'm getting is they have you in a room with no doors, and they're saying to you, now what are you going to do?
Huh.
Can you imagine that? Like, take a second and imagine being in a room with four walls, no doors, no windows. How are you getting out of that?
Well,
don't say
I am
to us,
in that room.
I don't know. Right. And don't say to us, oh, I don't know. I mean, how you tell me. No, because what's happening is those walls are your mental limitations. Either on one hand, there are no walls, right? Or on the other hand, there are walls, but you're the incredible freaking Hulk. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So either one, you're not using the strength that you possess, or number two, you are imposing mental blocks that are not there. Does that make sense to you?
It does, but yeah, okay. It does, but I'm still confused how to get out of it or what do I need to do? I guess that's needing sleep again, wanting to know the answers to everything.
I appreciate that acknowledgement. They're saying go with your gut. Let me ask you this, and let's do this real quick. You know, I know we're on the radio, but let's do this real quick. Take a deep breath for me.
Okay.
Okay, and just relax and drop your shoulders. And I'm going to ask you something, and I just only want you to pay attention to what your body does. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to go? Where's your next direction?
I have no idea.
Now, hold on. No, I knew you were going to answer it that way. What did your body do? Did your heart flutter? Did your belly flutter?
My belly fluttered.
That means it's time to move. That's your gut. Your gut knows, but you're not paying attention to it. Not only that, but I do feel like, you know, I don't know if this is acting. They're showing me a playwright. It feels like something maybe in the arts. They're even saying go see a show. Now, here's the thing. I know COVID, I know pandemic, right? But I do kind of feel like we're not necessarily saying to you, go to this place because that is where you'll receive, go to this place because that is the answer. We're saying to you, go to the place because that's where you'll receive the inspiration,
right,
which is your answer. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's almost like break the monotony of normalcy, whatever that means to you in your life, and the answer is on the other side. Travel is coming up, right? Taking a vacation, exploring the world, kind of, in a pandemic, right?
Yes, it's on Friday.
Yeah, they're saying something about waterfalls. I don't know if this is Hawaii specifically or Oregon or, you know, maybe one of our national parks. But I do
South
kind
America,
of feel like
yes.
Maybe – oh, amazing. Okay. They're like – it's almost like
me.
They're wanting you to connect with nature because she has so much to tell you. They're also telling me to tell you too, like they told the caller, I think last week, when you're out in nature, make sure you have your phone or some sort of pad and pencil, because I feel like you're going to be flooded with inspiration. But your problem is you take that inspiration and you try to humanize it, right? You take the inspiration of the universe, God and angels, and then you run it through the factory of your mentality, and then you dumb yourself down, you procrastinate, you don't wind up doing anything, and that inspiration is killed. Does that make sense?
Oh, that is so true.
Yeah, so to an extent, I'm not necessarily going to say deactivate your mind, because to some people, they need their minds active, but for you, when it comes to your next move specifically, it's almost like allow your spirit to make that decision, not your mind. Your mind is too much, too heavily involved in your affairs.
Oh boy.
And if you were just a brain, I would be okay with that completely. But since you are a brain and a heart and a spirit and a finger and toe, I would say to you that you're very brain heavy and you are neglecting those other parts of yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Well, there you go.
You have your answer.
Yeah.
I have one quick question. One more quick thing before I go. Sorry, Joe. I know you have other callers. Is there anybody on the other side looking over me?
too many to mention. Your grandmother and your great grandmother. Were they of Indian descent, Native American Indian descent,
or no,
Mayan,
East
Mexican,
East Indian?
Okay, yeah, your tribe is all around you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Poonam, sounds like you got to go figure it out, girlfriend. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
And we appreciate it. And take care and good luck. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Have a wonderful
day. Okay. Bye bye. Our next caller is a 609 area ending in 8300. Here you go. You're next. Sorry, you've been holding a long time. I apologize. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name? You're on with Alex Angel, and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Katie, and I'm from New Jersey. How are you?
Hi, Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Hi. I just wanted to know if anything is coming over from, like, my grandfather for me.
He's stubborn. He doesn't want to talk to me. I can tell you that.
Oh, really?
Was he stubborn as a person?
Yes, he was very stubborn.
I'm talking fist clenching everything. He's here. He just doesn't feel like talking. Now, that's weird because I don't really ever get a loved one who does not want to talk. So I'm going to try to poke and prod him. He's talking about what you guys did with his stuff. Do you know what he means by that? He's like, where's my stuff?
Oh, I'm not sure. That can mean a lot of things. Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. Yeah, I can understand that, yes.
Okay. They still have it, is, I guess, the answer he's looking for. They still have it. I feel like that was big to him. It was, you know, what's ironic is that they come in to bring us peace and to let us know, hey, they're okay. I feel like that answer or that question is something that he's had since he's been over there. And it's almost like now that he has that answer, as in your stuff was cared for, his energy automatically relaxed. And he's now, say, for instance, more open. He says to tell you that he's okay. He's saying something about, I feel like his passing or his burial or something like that. He's telling me to tell you, don't worry about it. Do you know what he means?
It was sudden, so it might be that.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like people felt like, I guess, they scrambled or rushed his burial. His funeral?
No, not really.
Okay.
No. I don't know what
he
that
says
can
everything.
Mean.
Yeah, he says that everything is fine. That's what it is. He felt like he was a burden. That's what it was. He felt like he was a burden because you guys had to make all of those arrangements so soon when he passed on.
Okay.
He says something about he knows you guys mean well, and he's happy, by the way. He just said he's happy.
Okay, that's good.
And he's here with his grandmother. Do you know about his relationship with his mom or his grandmom? One of
them
was the love of his life.
Probably his mother.
Yeah. She's the love of his life, and he's stating that he has her again, is what I'm hearing.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, nice.
No problem.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
Right.
Take care.
You're
bye-bye.
You
thank
too.
You for calling
bye-bye.
In. Bye-bye.
You're
all
welcome.
Right.
Bye.
We've got Jennifer back on the line so she can finish her, I believe, not sure if it was a question. I forgot where we left off with Jennifer. Hang on one second. I can't grab it. Here we go.
Too.
Hi, Jennifer. Sorry you got disconnected. Where did we leave off with you, honey?
Hey, guys. So you guys were calling me a control freak.
Okay. I'm just still drawing a blank because I'm drawing a blank. Ask another question. Let's see if it recalls.
I was just calling for spiritual guidance for the future, more so for my career, where I am in my job, if there was any input.
Oh, you were the person who they wanted you to get out and interact with more people. That's what it was.
It may have been. The last thing you and I were talking about before I got disconnected was you were saying I like to control things, and I said yes.
Yeah, because it kind of feels like you're a routine. That's the best way that I can describe it is what I'm hearing is a routine. It's almost like she doesn't go out of her routine. Angels are kind of frustrated with that routine. Does that make sense to you, like your routine?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I say they're frustrated, it's almost like they try to make suggestions or even impart some sort of inspiration, but to an extent you may overlook or ignore them for the sake of your routine.
Okay.
What is this, singing or microphone or karaoke or what is that?
I hope it's not them hearing me, because I have music on all the time and I love to sing, but I'm horrible.
Okay.
But there's
yeah,
music on everything I do from the moment I wake up till I go to bed.
Yeah, but I think the reason why they're highlighting that is because you vibrate so high and they would like to see more of that. Even like when you acknowledged it, your laugh raised your vibration like by 20 points, if I could just assign a number to it.
It's true,
but
though.
Do you give yourself an opportunity to be in this space more?
I don't know.
Or are
I
you
mean,
so routine-driven?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of every day is Groundhog Day. It's just you wake up, you do the same thing, same routine. You go to work, you come home, you do the same thing. You go to bed, you wake up. It's just...
And Angel just jumped in front of me and said, that's not what life is. That is not the life we intended for you. I promise you I've never seen an angel do that. That I appreciate the confirmation because, yeah, the singing, they're also telling me to tell you, too, that when you do sing, it will be incredibly advantageous. For you to manifest, by the way, or launch an intention while you're singing just because your vibration is so high. Are you engaged yet is what I'm hearing? I don't know why that's around me.
Hello.
I think we
Jennifer?
Lost her again.
No, she's still here. I don't know. Hello, Jennifer. Hello.
Did she put us on mute?
Jennifer, we can't hear you. Well, we didn't disconnect yet, but I don't know. All right, well, we can move on to another caller then. I don't know, maybe we're on mute. I don't know. We didn't mute her, but she's still on the line. Let's take the next caller then. Sorry, Jennifer, don't know what happened here, but we're gonna let you go. We still have you on the line here, but we can't hear you. So thank you so much, and we're going to take another call. In the meantime, this caller is a 602 area code, and let's get them on the phone here. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name? You're on with Alex Angel, and what's your question?
My name is Barb.
Hi, Barb.
And hey there. Hi. I've not called in before, but I'm going through a real hard time. I recently lost somebody, and I just don't know what happened.
Who'd
it was
lose?
So unexpected. My brother.
Okay, how did he pass?
I was taking care of him. I put him to bed, and I went in to check on him 2 hours later, and he was gone.
Okay. The reasons why I'm asking you these questions to kind of get you to talk about him is so I can release some of that emotion from you to make it possible for him to come through. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's just so hard right now. I feel like I feel like there was something I didn't do right or I missed or something.
No. No. When you first got on the phone, I heard the word time, and they're now showing me the hourglass, as in his time ran out. He wants to thank you for the care that you gave him. He's saying, you've sacrificed so much for me, and I'll never be able to repay you for what you did for me. It almost even feels like maybe you were a second mom to him. Can you confirm that?
I wouldn't say that. It just he needed so much help and at the end, and I was ready to do all
the way you loved him, talking about. The way you loved him. You never left his side. And I do kind of feel like, to an extent, you made extraordinary sacrifices for him. So I don't get that you he says to tell you to let that go. You went above and beyond. And he's saying you did things that you didn't even have to, especially as his sister, which goes back to the comment about you loved him like a mother.
I did have to do things I never thought I would have to do. But, you know,
yeah.
You do what you have to your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm being told to tell you from an angel. I don't know who this is, in all honesty. They're a high angel, but they're reminding me or telling me to remind you that this is what you guys said you would do when you came into this lifetime. We weren't necessarily sure if you were going to hold up your end of the bargain. It almost even feels like there were times when you felt like giving up, but instead of giving up, you still fought. Sometimes you fought more than he did. But they're reminding me that it's a job well done. You've passed this life lesson, and you can now move on to the next life lesson, the next universal lesson. Not only that, but we do want you to be free. Your brother's forever in your heart. He's not going anywhere, and he definitely is here with us. Your brother now speaks up and says, thank you. Thank you for all you did for me. I know it was
yeah.
hard, and I'm so sorry, but I really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Mm.
Yeah. And now I'm probably going to lose my oldest brother in the next few days. He's doing so bad. I just can't believe
yeah.
it could happen this quick.
I say this respectfully. It was universally designed. This was meant to happen just as it was supposed to happen. And I know this sounds crazy to hear. You'll be a better person for it.
It's hard.
You know, I don't.
I
don't mean to interject, but I have to agree with Alex on that point. My mom died in August, and then my brother passed in October, and it was very, very hard, hon. It was very hard, but you know what? There was a reason for it, and it was meant to be, and it did make me a better person, a stronger person. And I understood why it had to happen, because they needed each other, is the way I looked at it, if that's any help
mm-hmm.
to anybody. They needed each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's perfectly said, because it's usually the strongest one that stays behind, right?
Mm.
Like, Joanne, if you could imagine somebody else caring for your mother had you not been there, I don't think you could live with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's almost like you had to be the one, because you were the strongest one to do it. You did it with such honor and care, and that's what she needed in that sacred time. So the same thing is true with the caller. I apologize, I forgot your name.
Barb.
But the same thing is
Barb.
True. Sorry, Barb. The same
That's
thing
okay.
is true with you, right? Nobody else on this planet could have taken care of them the way that you have and loved them and honored them. It had to be you. It had to.
I know that because I just had to have help and other people who I think he thought would do it just said no. They just wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going to take out of their life to do it.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's not easy, darling, but you'll get through it.
I went through it with my husband, and I just wondered if they met him on the other side. I thought, oh, maybe
I can tell you that they're partying, but that would be a little, you know, kind of rude. But they're showing me a beach party.
My thought makes my heart a little lighter.
Yeah, they're showing me, like, this epic beach party, and it's a beach party at night, and I'm jealous, right, because I'm not there. So, no worries. I feel like, again, you were the warrior that was chosen to honor everyone and to make sure that everyone's transition was as peaceful and as honorable as possible. And I'm sorry, if that were me, I could not feel anything but proud that they chose me at this very sacred time in their existences. So I hope you take that away from this call and that, yeah, you were chosen for this. You're built for this.
Well, I do appreciate your taking my call. It has lightened my heart. It really has. Even though I have tears. Tears just happen, and it's cleansing to a person, and I know I'll get through it, but you have helped me feel lighter tonight.
That's
wonderful.
Awesome. It was absolutely my pleasure.
Yeah, Barb, hang in there. You're going to be okay, Barb. I promise you that. I promise you.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Take care. Well, folks, again, I truly apologize for the delay to you, Alex, especially, and to our listeners and our callers. I haven't been able to sleep lately. I've got so much going on in my life that I haven't been able to sleep. So, I mean, it's from excitement. So it's not a bad reason. It's from excitement. But for those of you who have called in and got to meet Alex tonight for the first time. And for those of you who don't know, Alex is a certified life coach, an empath healer, a light worker, an ordained minister, a 5D psychic, medium, Reiki master, an earth angel, an energy healer, a medium psychic, a psychic trainer, psychometry reading she does as well. She does regression therapy, spiritual awakening coaching, and spiritual life coaching. And if you want to reach out to Alex, you can get her on YouTube at Alex's Healing Tarot and Instagram, iam.alex.angel. So, Alex, we have a little lull for a moment, so I just wanted to ask you, how are you? And I cannot apologize enough for the delay on the show tonight. When I go in the house, someone's in trouble for not waking me up.
Yeah, no, I'm perfect. I was a little tired today, a little concerned because my energy was a little low, but I've been doing this long enough where I know how to plug a hole, as in plug a flat tire, and you know, make my way to the repair station. I'm the queen of analogies, right? But I'm much better now. I'm especially answering these questions. I'm always happy to help. That has also, you know, kind of, you know, given me a little bit of energy too. So I appreciate the callers and everybody calling in, and I appreciate you.
No, please, I appreciate you more. I mean, you know, I love you, my God. I mean, we met strangely. No, I should say strangely, but oddly on YouTube, I was just enthralled with your readings. And as a Scorpio, you are a Scorpio, I'm a Scorpio, and everything was just connecting so perfectly. Everything you said to me, and that's what earlier someone said, I love you, but I hate you. I actually said the same thing to you. I love you, but I hate you, because what you told me either has happened or is happening to me. Unfortunately, I can't share it over the air right now. But it's just been an amazing last 2 weeks for me. And thank you. Thank you. And also, I met you at a time when I was fighting with something. I actually wasn't going to consider doing the show anymore. I was fighting whether to continue to do it because it was just becoming so much. And something I was loving doing was kind of becoming work. And, you know, when it starts feeling like work to me, I don't do it anymore. So, and I'm the type of person that says what they're going to do. I'm not a talker. I'm a doer. So I kind of like resolve myself to the fact, well, you did it. You did it. Okay, done. You did it. You had a great time. It's done. And I said, nope, I can't walk away right now. It's just it's, the show is doing great. People love the show. You know, it would have been perfect to go out on a high note, but I can't. I can't. I enjoy it too much. So, but when I met you, you picked me up. You got me out of my funk and, you know, just changed everything. So I thank you so much. So, all right. Well, so with that break, let you clear your head a little bit. We have another caller. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm great.
All right, we've got another caller from 862 area code. Here we go, guys. Let's see who we got calling here. Let's see, let's see, let's see. Come on, pick up. Hi, Applause Radio Show. Welcome. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Renee. I'm calling back because nobody else is on. am I ever going to own my own house?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so. I think that you are the queen. You're not the... This is weird because the energy that I'm getting is like you will have your own house, but it feels like it was given to you, right? As in... Okay, guys, what is that?
I don't know. What's that noise?
What noise?
Renee, what's that noise in the background there?
I'm sitting outside. It's the wind. Maybe?
Yeah, it's too noisy. Sorry.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. No, what I'm getting is that you will live and occupy a home, but it just kind of feels like it'll probably be in somebody else's name. That's the best way I could describe it. But I feel like this house is going to be gifted to you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It feels like an inheritance, in all honesty.
I don't know who the hell would leave me a house. That's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Do you work with any elderly people?
No.
Okay. This feels like it's gifted to you from long-lost relative or something. You know how they have those people, they say, oh, call and check the county records to see if a long-lost relative have left you anything? Try doing that just for fun and games. try doing that.
I'm going to. That's so funny.
Yeah, I don't know where that one came from, but what else?
I don't know.
Are you happy?
I am and I'm not.
Okay.
I try to stay positive.
Yeah,
you know,
that's not happy. I appreciate the gesture, but I do kind of feel like you're faking it a little bit. Go ahead.
Maybe a little.
I think
yeah.
Just an image.
Well, I'm the inspirational person to everybody. I'm the uplifter to everybody else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But my life
is
not the happiest.
Yeah. What makes you happy? What makes your heart sing?
Well, my animals always make me happy. But I have a funny feeling it's because it's a crazy story. But my ex is staying at my house. He's renting a room. And he was my everything. But we're not together. We're just friends. And it's very
hard
for me.
Did you put up an air quote when you said just friends?
Just friends.
Did you put the air quotes up when you said just friends?
Yeah. So it's hard for me to move on with him around. You know what I'm saying? Like he says he's going to leave. So I think that's what I'm going through right now. It's just, I guess, heartbreaking.
Okay. Because you still want him?
Because I think I'm always going to love him.
You didn't answer my question.
There's days I still want him and there's days that I can't stand him.
Okay. Let's try this again for the people in the cheap seats. Do you still want him?
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all I needed. Just that acknowledgement. Feel that and sit in that, right? Give yourself permission for freaking being human, right? A lot of the times we try to act like superheroes. Oh, I'm strong and I'll be fine. The heart is like, no, you ain't. Like, why are you lying to everybody? You ain't okay. Honor your heart. If you still want him, that's okay. Now, by the way, we're not saying to you to do anything about it, right? We're just saying, step one, feel that. Right? Just own that. And I do kind of feel like you guys are about to have a conversation and it could be revealed that he still wants you too. Right? But what was happening was you were putting this block up, this barrier, holding all of that inside of you, and he was getting mixed signals. He's unsure. Angels are saying to me, he looks at you weird. Can you confirm that?
Well, I could tell you last night I went out with a friend to the movies, and I had my makeup on my eyes, and he always loved my eyes. He goes, when I was leaving, I was sitting in my car, he comes out, he goes, your eyes look beautiful.
Okay. All right. Just be there, okay? Get out of your head.
Okay.
Stop trying to tell your heart what to do, right? Because your heart is trying to make a love connection, and you blocking her all over the place. Okay.
Okay.
I do kind of feel like with you, say, for instance, unleashing your heart, opening your heart, I feel like that's going to open his heart too. Now, angels are also telling me to prepare you for some shameless flirtation, right? You know, he'll come up and his pants will be ironed and he'll have the crease down. You know, like how animals tend to fluff up their fur because they're... You know,
yeah.
I kind of feel like to an extent he's going to be showcasing himself in front of you, like donning himself in front of you, because he wants your attention. He wants you to take notice of him. Angels are saying a lot of the times people tend to think it is just women, as an example, who are insecure, or I don't even know if it's gender specific, but men are insecure too, and men need also the adoration of women, and I feel like he's going to be doing this maybe over the next 2 to 4 days because he's looking for you to say to him, oh, did you lose some weight, or you're looking a little good, you're looking a little thin. I feel like if you do that, that's going to rekindle your connection with him.
Okay. Okay.
Were you about to say something?
Well, you know, it's funny because I look at him and go, wow, he looks really good today. And I don't say it. And he'll come up to me later on and go, you didn't like my shirt, or you didn't like, you know. And I'm like, no, I did, but I just didn't say anything. So I guess
he
doesn't believe
me. Let me ask you
something.
Okay. If that was your child, and it's like, look, Mommy, I got dressed myself, what would you say?
Yeah. Oh, you did a great job. You look
same
so
thing.
Handsome. Yeah.
Exact same thing. That part.
For my kids.
Same exact thing. He needs that. That's his fuel. They're also saying to me too, I can't believe they're saying this on the air. They're saying he could possibly even get aroused. I feel like flirtation and compliments with him go a very long way.
I think you're right.
I can also see you waking up one day, fill in the blanks, right? I can see you waking up one day like, oh, my God, how'd this happen? Right? Waking up one day, laying next to him like, how the hell did I get here?
Wow.
And the answer would be,
it's because you opened your heart.
Mm. That's very interesting.
You feel that, right?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
He wants your attention, and I feel like that attention goes a long way. You have no idea.
Mm. I think it really
does. And this is going to, this is going to sound crazy, but to me, it's ironic that Angels brought up the mommy-son example, because I feel like when you do compliment him, he just gets giddy and he feels so proud of himself. And I can almost even feel like you physically see the change in him right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, you're right. And I don't too.
So not only are you holding you hostage, but you holding him hostage, right? You holding your heart hostage. It's like, good Lord, somebody needs to break them out.
Oh, God, that's so funny. Now, also, like, I'm supposed to stop smoking too, right? And I haven't. And he says to me, well, I would never go when anybody smokes.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he told
me. It'll work itself out. It's going to work itself out. Both of you guys are going to go back on your words. He's going to go back on his, and you'll eventually kick the smoking habit. Angel, God, y'all are on one tonight. They're saying because you'll have new activity, you won't need to smoke them things too much longer.
Oh my God.
Trust me, my angels get raw sometimes. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Wow. That was very interesting. Yeah. I'm glad I brought that up.
Thank you. I mean, I can't wait. I wish I was you, in all honesty, because if you can see what I can see, you know, I can almost even feel you're going to be like, God damn it, Alex, how the hell did this happen? And you wouldn't be the first. Yeah,
because I thought it was, like, totally impossible.
Yeah.
Wow.
We angels love when humans think that they will control or they know what's going to happen next. And I laugh because I speak to so many people who are just like, I didn't expect that, or I didn't know, or are you serious? And, you know, it just amazes me when the universe shows up and proves people wrong.
Right. I love
it. Yeah. Me too.
I'm definitely going to let you know what happened.
Please do. I mean,
yeah.
I need to give me some popcorn right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God, you got me crying over here. That's hysterical.
Oh. I'm glad you called back in. You absolutely just made my night.
Well,
see,
Renee,
she needed that break for me.
Yeah. Well, Renee, if you're interested in a personal reading or want to reach out to Alex, you can get her on YouTube at Alex's Healing Tarot or on Instagram, iam.alex.angel. And again, Alex will be with us next Wednesday at same time, 9:30, and I will be awake. So I apologize again to everybody who was holding, and especially to you, Alex. I'm so sorry. But Renee, thank you so much for calling in. Are you guys done, or did you guys want to go on more here? I know you're enjoying the show, Alex.
I'm good and done for tonight.
I think she's done.
Yeah, well,
you
knocked it out of her. I'm only kidding. Renee, thank you so much for calling. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, boy. Yeah, I didn't, you know, your mind was going a little X-rated there. I figured, it's a bedtime. I didn't want you to go to bed feeling all crazy.
I cannot say what I'm thinking right now, but thank you. That's all I'm going to say is thank you.
Oh, that's too funny. That's too funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, other than you knowing that I finally got some sleep, anything crazy for me or no?
The sleeping, you got to, when you said it was excitement that was keeping you awake, I'm like, yeah, good luck with that. You know,
yeah.
Because I can relate to that. But you actually may physically have to take something. Sleeping, you know, warm milk, whatever people do for nighttime, you know, whatever those nighttime rituals are.
Yeah.
I don't see you calming your mind down because I just kind of feel like you're on the moon right now.
Yeah.
So you may have to literally take something to help you calm yourself down.
Yeah, it's just
they're
crazy.
Also saying to just kind of be careful because we don't want you to have any missteps. Right, because you're so excited and you're on cloud nine, it's like, well, we need you back here on Earth. You know what I mean? So just try to ground yourself as much as possible.
Well, thank you very much. Well, Alex, I mean, we had a little bit of a delayed start, and we've gone longer than we anticipated. Again, I thank you so very much for joining us tonight and for being on Applause Radio Show. You have definitely brightened my world, and I know the callers, you definitely touched all of them as well. And can't wait to have you back on next Wednesday. And please, please take care, and we will talk very soon. And I love you, girl. That's all I can say.
I love you back. And, yeah, and thank you again. I'm so, so, so grateful for this opportunity. And you're amazing. The callers are amazing. God is amazing. And on that note, thank you.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Alex Angel, thank you so much. We'll see you next Wednesday. And thank you to our listeners and our callers. And since this is so much fun and so heart-touching, wrenching, whatever, to people, we want to be here for you. And Alex is kind enough to do that for me, for you guys, because I know how much you love it. And I love it, too. So I'm a true believer, and I love it to death. So I love having Alex on, and I'm hoping she'll join us again after next Wednesday, because she's got to be, we've had a lot of psychics on the show, and Alex is one of the best we've had on. So, and everybody loves you, everybody. You do amazing things. And folks, again, to find out more about Alex or to reach out to her, go to YouTube, Alex's Healing Tarot, or Instagram, iam.alex.angel. Angel, Alex, you are an angel. You are an earth angel. And I thank you so much again. You have a good evening, and we will talk very soon, hon.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, boy. Again, everybody, my apologies. I'm changed the show hours to make it easier for me and for my folks on the West Coast, our guests. And I haven't been sleeping, so I finally caught 20 minutes. And, of course, it was the 20 minutes that the show was supposed to start. And I just jumped up. I said, oh, my God, and I just came running out here. So I'm not even going to say that I have to go to the bathroom. I just came running out here very quickly. So tomorrow night, join us at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern, as we welcome actress Dee Wallace. And on the 22nd, we've got Dr. Bell coming on. And then again on the 25th, we've got Alex coming back. And then we've got author Steve Peters will join us on the 26th. And for all you guys wondering for next month's booking, I will be starting to book over the weekend or next week. I will be answering all your emails and your messages on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok as well. Like I said, I've been trying to take a little break and take care of myself because there's just been a lot going on. And Good things. Nothing bad, just good and very overwhelming. So unfortunately, I can't share it with you yet. Hopefully next week I'll be able to share at least one of them with you to let you know how accurate Alex actually is. And I should know the answer to that hopefully next week, and I will be more than happy to share it. So unfortunately, I can't say it now. So I'm going to end the show tonight with, since we're talking heavenly and spiritual, heaven and hell, Have a good night, everybody. Thank you, Alex. Thank you to our callers. Again, to get more information on Alex, go to YouTube. Alex is Healing Tarot. She does all astrological signs, tarot readings, and that's how we met. I found her Scorpio readings, and she was just so on the money with everything. So fabulous, 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 and she is just great. So, and go to Instagram, iam.alex.angel. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and take care. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 p.m., August 19th, with actress Dee Wallace. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.